epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're switching up our schedule just a little bit here. We've got the lead coming up later in the show. Lance Reisland coming up in 60 minutes time. But our guest here, he joins us, always so gracious with his time, MMQB, Albert Breer, joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Albert, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing?
Has your camp tour wrapped up at all yet, or are you still in the belly of the beast?
No, I'm going to see my 15th team this afternoon. I'm in L.A., so it's still relatively early here. So I got a Chargers practice this afternoon. That'll be 15, and then two more I go home, and then I'll go back out next week.
Good God, that is just grueling. Well, I guess we'll start with the report of the day. Shedeur Sanders is starting in preseason game number one against Carolina. Carolina's playing their ones as well. No Dylan Gabriel, no Kenny Pickett. Is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I mean, I think it's logistical, like what you're able to do right now, you know, and I think the injuries sort of create a scenario where they'll get an extended look at Shedeur. I mean, look, he's still behind, you know, I think he's caught up some. I would put like the chance that he's starting the season opener is microscopic, you know, but, you know, look, like if he looks good, maybe he earns some more reps in 11-on-11 work, you know, in camp. And that's really how it's got to happen. You know, I think with the rookie quarterbacks in the Browns equation now, with Flacco and Pickett, where they are ahead of those two, you know, I think any chance you have at starting at any point this year is going to have to be a step-by-step process. And, you know, the first step is showing you can run the offense, and Shedeur will have a chance to do that. Is it tomorrow night? Friday night?
Tomorrow's the joint practice. Friday night is the game.
Right, because there's no game. Yeah, sorry. I don't even know what day of the week it is right now. Of course, there are no games on Wednesday night. I forgot that tomorrow's Wednesday, so Friday night.
It's interesting. You know, and on that kind of note, when you're just bringing Kenny Pickett into the mix here, we are wondering whether or not he had enough time to still win the battle. And like yesterday with the Didi, I was like, well, he's going to be able to do the joint practices, he'll do the preseason games, and we can keep this thing moving. And then we find out that he's not going to be doing the preseason game, at least number one. Is there enough time for Kenny Pickett to still find his way in this battle, or because of the injuries to both Pickett and Dylan Gabriel, and now Shedeur being ushered in, should we look at this as it's Joe Flacco's job and that's really it now?
I think it always was. You know, I personally think Joe was out in front of everybody to begin with. There's a reason why they didn't need to see him much in the spring. You know, and I think the team is in a transition phase right now where, you know, you've got like the old guard, which at this point is Myles Garrett, it's Denzel Ward, it's Joel Bitonio, it's the older players in the team that are still around from the playoff teams of a couple of years ago and before that. And then you, I think, have what the Browns are trying to create a youth movement with, which is guys like Mason Graham and Carson Schlesinger. And, you know, then, of course, they'll have a big haul of draft picks next year. So, you know, I think the way you want to look at this is it's a team in transition. They're going to need some stability at quarterback. And you're going to have to, I mean, I think through a really rough early part of the schedule, keep the team locked in. And I don't think you keep the team locked in by fiddling around at quarterback and seeing what you have in rookies. I think you keep the team locked in by having a steadying force at quarterback, and that's exactly what Joe Flacco can be.
So I've called it a wait-and-see year. You just used the term transitional year. So what's the key for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry to stick the landing on this transition between the old core and what they hope is the new core going forward?
It's like having an ascending team by the end of the year. And I know no one's going to get excited about me saying that because it is what it is. It is what it is. You know, like you go into the season, you want to have excitement over your football team. And I can understand where it's tough for Cleveland people to have that right now. I think that hesitation to get excited would be warranted. I think what you're looking at now, though, is I think a group that's pretty self-aware. And if they had their head in the clouds about where they are, they would have just sat there and taken Travis Hunter, right? Like they really liked Hunter. And I think if you are in this spot where you feel like you're still close or you're still going to, you know, you're still going to be in a window to compete for a championship with the core that you've got in place, then you just sit there and you take Travis Hunter. You know, what was presented to them by Jacksonville was an opportunity to start to replenish the roster and get younger. And in a lot of ways, guys, like I think like where they are right now is the effect of the Deshaun Watson trade. I mean, losing those picks, at first, maybe you don't feel it as much. Now, I mean, those picks, right, would be guys who are going into year two, year three, and year four. And, you know, you'd be talking about, like, you know, high-end picks that maybe you could turn into more than they were when you first have them. So I think that, you know, what you're looking at right now is you hope that the young guys on the roster, the Grahams, the Schlesingers, we'll see what happens with Quinshon Judkins. Those guys are ascending and look like they're a part of something by the end of the year. After what I think we all expect will be a pretty rough start to the year, given the schedule. And then you can look at it and say, okay, now we're loaded with a couple first-round picks going into the 2026 draft and really in a position to build.
Do the injuries to Pickett and to and to Gabriel, does it kind of, in a weird way, you know, the Browns have been ripped for this four-man quarterback competition, but does it kind of make them look a little almost smart in a way where it's like, okay, this was the point. The point was if a couple of these guys had injuries or any of these guys had an injury, we can have a day like we're having tomorrow with the joint practice and then on Friday where Shador steps in and then that's where we get to test and see out what he can do. And then we just kind of keep this thing moving until Joe can ultimately start.
Yeah, I think that's really it. Like, if you don't have one answer at the question at the position, you want to have multiple answers. And my guess would be Deshaun gets cleared in October or November at some point, right? So then what happens? You know, like mm-hmm. then, you know, then we see where he's at. You know, and I'm not saying he's the answer, but I said this a couple of weeks ago on your show, and I got killed for it. I still think he's the most talented quarterback on the roster, right? Like, was that seen as like an outlandish statement? I think he still is.
I could see why people here would think that's outlandish.
I mean, I think he's like still the guy who, like, if you look at, but who would you say on the roster is more talented than Deshaun?
Well, Joe Flacco is definitely more talented.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, okay. Well, we can argue about that because, this, you know, Joe is a little older. But, you know, we can I'll respect your take on that. But Deshaun, like, I don't think it's impossible to see a world where you get to October and November and Deshaun looks okay in practice and maybe you look at him later in the year, you know. So you've just given yourself multiple answers at the position, and I don't think there's the expectation that every one of them is going to be a great answer. But, you know, if you don't have, you know, one defined starting quarterback, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world to throw a bunch of darts to the board.
Albert Breer on the Fan Hotline here, and this segment is brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. So just to circle back to the rookie quarterbacks, I know we've got other things we want to get to as well with you here, but given that Dylan was really given a lot of opportunities once Kenny Pickett went down, given that Dylan was drafted first, for Shador to see the field this regular season, does Dylan have to fail, meaning get that first crack and not succeed, before Shador gets a chance in the regular season?
I mean, Shador was so far behind Dylan to begin with. That's sort of like the game of catch up. It's just, I mean, there was a gulf there, you know. And to be fair to Shador, you're talking about a guy who was a 6-year college guy who started games at 3 different schools. You know, so like from a football IQ standpoint, he was ahead, and that's natural based on his experience. But it's also a sign of the fact that, like, all the stuff you heard before the draft that Shador was behind was real. And so, like, the first real step for Shador is getting to a point where he can run the offense. I'm not even talking about making the throws or the post-snap reads or anything else. I'm talking about getting to a point where he can run the offense, the first-team offense, and not be a hindrance to those around him because he isn't caught up yet, you know? And that's a little thing, and it sounds like a shot, but it's not. Like, that's, for any quarterback, that's what it is like, can you get in there and run the offense at a level where you're allowing the other 10 guys in the huddle to get good work in? And to this point, like, that's sort of, in my view at least, that's sort of what's prevented Shador from getting in there. And it's why, for better or worse, Dylan Gabriel can get in there, is because even if he's not making the throws, like, they can at least look at Dylan and say, like, the operation is going to be right, and we should be able to get good reps in there with him in there. Now, whether it's played out that way or not, at least when you look at it on paper, you're there. So Shador's got to get there. And then, you know, once he gets there, does the thing accelerate a little bit? It's certainly possible. But I would say it's going to have to happen soon, because once you get past training camp and once you get into – you know, regular season prep, and then, of course, like, then you get into specific game prep, the opportunities for backups to make an impression on coaches really decrease, because you're really just at that point more worried about getting the starters ready for games.
Is there anything you heard about the defense when you were here with the Browns? Because I, the more and more we watch them, and whether it's Schwesinger just being involved in every play, or whether it's Mason Graham, who might be the least talked about fifth overall pick of all time, Albert, but they do look pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I think I think they're a very quietly confident group. Like, they feel like they're going to be a lot better. And one of the big things that came up was, like, how, you know, really, if they can find a way to turn the ball over more, like, to go and take it away more than they did a year ago, they have the horses to really compete, you know? So I think, you know, for that group, you know, having guys like Grant Delpit, like the young veteran players that are ready to take a step is good. The rookies, I think, you know, the signs are really good early. I mean, Carson Schlesinger, I think he's going to wind up wearing the green dot for them, which is, you know, as a rookie is pretty impressive. And like you said, like, a guy who's all over the place. Like, I remember talking to scouts before the draft who said it was difficult to evaluate other players on the UCLA defense because Carson swallowed up every play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's real potential for the defense to have, I don't know if you call it bounce back, like, because it's not like they were horrible last year, but like take a really nice jump this year. And, you know, I think if there's a road to wins for the Browns, like, that's going to be a huge part of the formula. I think it's, you know, the rookie backs coming along, and again, the Judkins thing has to clear itself up, but, you know, the rookie backs being part of the equation, you know, with Jerome Ford. So you get Dylan Sampson a role, you get Quinshon Judkins a role. And then, you know, guy like DeJuan Jones develops into a really good left tackle. The offensive line looks a little better. Jack Conklin stays healthy. And now, you know, you're really trying to shorten games with your running game and lean into what could be a pretty good defense.
Albert, I know you were in Columbus previous to you coming up and seeing us here in Cleveland. Yeah. I will ask you, with Ryan Day saying there is not a leader between Julian Sand and Lincoln Kienholz, are you a little concerned about that, or you think the quarterback battle in Columbus is right on track?
I don't worry much about quarterback with Ryan there. You know, I don't think it's going to be a problem with the group they've got, and, you know, having, you know, the staff, the infrastructure, the receivers they're going to be throwing to. I think the offensive line this year might be better than last year's offensive line. Now, like, could that position, having a new player at that position, cost them the first game of the year? Well, yeah, because they're playing, you know, the other team that's in the top two, right? Like, so it could cost them early, but I think by the time you get to midseason, they'll have, you know, good, strong play out of the position. And I would not rule out Lincoln Kienholz. I mean, I just tell you, they speak pretty highly of that kid around there. Like, there's some Joe Burrow qualities. Remember, those guys were around Burrow. There's some Joe Burrow qualities to his game. I'm not saying he's Burrow. Please don't put that in the headline. But, like, just athletically, his demeanor, his toughness, you know, like, and some of the physical traits, there's a parallel there. And the background, too, you know, kind of a less heralded recruit. There's a comparison there. And Sand, of course, is just so naturally gifted. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Let's go ahead and put that in the headline there, Jim.
Naturally, yeah. Albert, you sat down with Sean Payton recently. I'm very interested to see what happens with Bo Nix. If year two goes the way that it went for Mac Jones, where Mac Jones is a Pro Bowler year one, and then it just kind of fell apart, or because it's Sean Payton and not Belichick, maybe he just continues to be awesome like he was last year. Where do you side on that? What'd you learn?
Yeah, I think Bo's going to be really good. I don't think Bo gets enough credit for what he did last year, to be honest with you. I mean, how many guys, let me ask you guys this, how many guys on that offense are real difference makers?
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I mean, Courtland Sutton's pretty good, right? Like, I mean, Marvin Mims is pretty good. Like, they've got some pretty good players. The offensive line is good. I don't think it's great, but it's good. I mean, and this guy went out and made the playoffs. Now, the defense was awesome, right? So, obviously, that's a huge part of it, but I'm not sure we give him credit, Nix enough credit for what he pulled off last year. I think there were a lot of preconceived notions that, all right, well, here's a kid, he's a product of, you know, a product of a system at Oregon, and now he's going to a place that's a perfect fit. System, and he played really well. So, like, I think he's going to continue to play really well. They're really optimistic about where he is. I think R.J. Harvey's going to make a difference for them in the backfield. Then the defense was number one in the league last year. And they're adding two guys the Niners didn't want to lose, and Dre Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga for the middle of that unit. I don't know that I'd pick them to win the AFC West, because that's the division the Chiefs are in, but I think they'll be playing into January, deep into January again. And I see them as a playoff team, and maybe a team that advances a round or two when they get there.
Albert, enjoy your time with Mr. Khakis and Steak and Milk himself, and keep killing it out on the road, bud. You're doing a great job.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Albert Breer there on the Fan Hotline. MMQB every Tuesday. You hear from Albert on this show. We'll react to what he had to say, and it remains to be seen with this for the Browns and Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.